So we're holding in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Hey. Lechi, Dinosha Bezikar Le Motzi Koi, Lechoshev Lechi. A Lechi which cannot stand due to the winds is on a valid Lechi.
Where's the question? Yeah. Why is Mechav study changed from Hebrew to Aramaic?
What?
Why does Mechav study change from Hebrew to Aramaic?
Probably because it's a quote. Now, the question is why did the Sefer wrote like that? Write it like that? That it's a hard. That I don't have a good feel. Okay. Mr. Brewer, Sivkatim Chaf. So, Lechi di Nosha Bezika. Who are then Kashoys in Tzuras HaPesach? So, similarly, also make a Tzuras HaPesach. If the wind would blow it down, it's not about Tzuras HaPesach. The same way if you would have an actual wall there. Whenever a wall is required, a wall which cannot stay stationary, cannot stay in place, in a Ruch Metzuya, is not a valid wall. It's the same thing over here on the Tzuras HaPesach. Now, afilu enom ruach mapilo la'aretz elamenidah, and furthermore, it's lav dafke if the wind is going to blow it down, if the wind is going to move it, it's also not considered a valid mechitza. So the same way that's true in regards to the lochot of mechitza, that's true in regards to the lochot of Tzuras HaPesach. Now there's a long Shavat Tzion which we're going to look at, but let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah first and the Sefer, and I'll go back to that Shavat Tzion. Chaf Aleph, Lechoshev Lechi, nearly. Timolechi Lamata Enomis Naneya. So the Lechi has to be 10 Tfachim high. Timolechi is 20 tefachim high. The bottom 10 tefachim are fairly strong, well attached to wherever it might be, and they're not moving anywhere. Kerncha kabub and masmer, they're nailed into some type of support. Shekosher heitev lakosel, or they're tied to the wall. Machvaseh eno misnaneya. Ad meshach kavoya asar tefachim. So the lower 10 tefachim, and there's no movement. See, even though above, the movement starts above 10 tefachim. Eventually it gets very tall, so the wind causes it to sway in the wind. Kosher. The dal masha lamalo, nishur gam kein shir lechi. Because we're saying what's moving is not a valid, like it's not a valid mechitza. So fine. So it's like it doesn't exist, take it away. Well, once you take it away, you have a lechi down below, which is 10 tefachim high. Which is staying, which is strong, and is staying stationary in the wind. Okay, now take a look at Shart Siyun in Yud Aleph. So he says that this problem over here is even if the ruach is not going to be mapiloi, it's even if it's going to mosit to move, it's also problematic.
What?
Now, I just said that the lechi, I don't mind if the bottom 10 tefachim of the lechi are staying stationary, but the upper part is moving, it's not a problem by a lechi. Now, but here we're talking about a case of a Tzuras HaPesach. L'char near the bezeh, I feel halachayayim. The L'chaim over here being used as a borrowed term, meaning the side posts. Shekuyim b'shnei atzdonim enem isnanim ad mesher gavoya asar tvachim. So the lower 10 tvachim of your two side posts of your Tzuras HaPesach are staying stationary up to 10 tvachim. So that's great. Right? L'char, everything is wonderful. K'n shekuyim b'masmerim or etz l'koysel or shekshurim heitev. V'rak b'goyver l'mala heim m'isnanim im akana shagabeyim. But higher up, they're moving. The Tzuras HaPesach is 30 tefachim tall, right? So the bottom 10 tefachim are very stationary. The upper 20 are moving back and forth. So we said by case of a lechi, of a bona fide lechi, that that's okay. But that's over there because all I need is the lechi. Over here, I need the whole tzuras of Pesach. So over here, it's going to be problematic. Gam kin lo mahani. Nisbaltam yam shem tzuras of Pesach. Barak yesh lehem shem lechayim levad. So it would seem to me that the situation, so we're saying whatever is moving is not a nal b'chitza. So we say, okay, no problem. Forget about that. You have your two lechayim down lamata. That's very nice. But it's not a source of Pesach anymore because it's not connected to the any rope. Now, you can't say, well, yeah, but they're under the rope. The whole point is that the upper part is moving and they're not under the rope. The bottom part is not under the rope anymore. So you don't have a source of Pesach. Lecharim. He quoted before in Masas HaShekel that the movement on the upper beam is not our problem. The main problem is just the side beams have to be stationary. The Kanalamala, we don't need it to be stationary as long as it's not going to be totally destroyed and removed due to the wind.
The cross beam.
So over here also, so the same way I'm saying that the cross beam can move, so I can have the post above 10 tefachim move, because the main thing is I have valid Suras HaPesach on the side, because the bottom part is stationary. And the fact that it moves afterwards doesn't bother me. Okay, now the Mishmur before said that it's better to be machmer, not like this machzor HaShekel, because he brought multiple arguments against this machzor. There are multiple individuals who argue.
Where was that?
At the end of Samach Vav. He said that Masa Shekel said that the Kanosh Agabeyan is more keel than the Kanosh Shibitzdonim. Okay. B'yesh Mechorim Shemachirim B'zeb. Then he brought down the Mechorim which are Machmer. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you have to be Machmer, it just says there's so much are Machmer. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he does seem to accept it. Okay, fine. Now, I'll tell you where I have a question. In a case where it's slanted inwards, so down below, the posts are by the edge of the mavi, but it slants inwards, and the kodesh al gabayin, the cross beam, doesn't reach the walls. Keep going. Shereichav ha-mavi hu yud beis amo. For example, we have a scenario where the mavi is 12 amos wide, an opening. V'kono hu rak asora amo. But the kana is only 10 amas long. But the side posts are at a slant. And therefore they're able to take this, even though they are placed in the bottom by the wall, they slant inwards a little bit, and therefore this kana al gabayin, which is only 10 amas wide, attaches to the top of these posts. וזה יש לך להסתפק, אם הקולם שמצטרד מסניים, אם הם מהנים. That over here, if there's movement in the side posts above 10 tvachim, I got a problem. Because the only reason why this thing is kosher is because they're slanting, and therefore it's considered on top of the post by virtue of the fact that the post reaches all the way to the kana. But if I tell you that the bottom part is stationary, the upper part is moving, and the upper part is moving, it's like it's not here, but it's okay because ignore it. Well, then my post is here and my kana is only over here. So in the scenario where the kana reaches over here but it moves back and forth, that was the Master Shekel's case, and it doesn't bother me. So as long as this is stationary, the fact that the kana on top goes back and forth like this is acceptable. So if that's true, so I can forget about this part, since when you set it up, it's above it, it moves back and forth, it becomes, that's part of how it works. But in this scenario, if I ignore the upper part, it's not attached.
I'm not bothered that my Shrusha Pesach doesn't cover the entire. That doesn't bother me. That if it's 12 amot, 10 amot of Shrusha Pesach enclosure on top. It's the basic din of it. I don't have a complete Shrusha Pesach.
That we're saying that this is about the fact that if we're accepting a Shrusha Pesach which slants, we're saying that's a called normal Shrusha Pesach. So the whole thing is called a Shrusha Pesach. So in the bottom, it's 10 tefachim high. Yeah. It's the same way you have an arch. It goes like this, and then it goes like that. We're not bothered by that.
Right, but that's not a din of trying to close off Mavoi. That's like, well, I hear better. Is that different? I mean, how far would you take this? I can make it go all the way in, just the tefach on that? How far would you go?
Well,
That
was
the fourth picture on the page.
What?
That was that fourth picture on the page, right?
Right. He said that's not acceptable. Right. Ogul, because of the gradual element of
it. As long as you can distinguish between the top and the side.
Right, but same as over here, the fact that it goes in, right. Once we're accepting that,
yeah,
so that's all called a source of Pesach, so yeah. The whole area is closed.
Yeah.
Okay. But if the side posts are swaying in the wind, listen, the bottom part is stationary, the upper part is moving, forget about that part. If you say that, okay, that's one side. So what's the other side? He says, no, we're not looking at it right. The other side is saying it works, not because you say ignore it. It's not the point. The point is, we're saying, Master Shekel's argument is, if the bottom part of the mechitza, which is that's the primary part of the mechitza, is the side posts, is strong and stationary, the fact that the other part is a little bit flimsy doesn't bother us. So it's all functional. I'm not ignoring the swaying part, the flimsy part. I'm saying what the Master Shekel's argument is, if that it's a valid source of Pesach, as long as some of it is, the primary part of it is done well, the fact that other parts are done in a more temporary, flimsy, insufficient way, it doesn't bother us. If that's the argument, that's from the Master Shekel, so then this case would be acceptable. Sees Masupik.
Okay, the argument to be machmir, I didn't quite understand. If it doesn't reach.
The argument to be machmir, no, it reaches.
Oh.
But the part over here is stationary, and now it's strong. It's not right. Going anywhere. The upper part is flimsy.
Right.
So he said, flimsy is like not a mechitza. So it's okay, great. So it's like your kana ended over here,
mm-hmm.
And here's the kana. So how are they connected?
Ah.
If you're saying that this part over here is like kilo eno, because it's moving,
right,
it's right, like it's not right, doesn't
right.
exist.
Right.
So so in the scenario where it reaches all this way, you're saying, okay, no problem. When you set it up, it's above. The fact that it moves back and forth and mm-hmm. leaves it a little bit, come on, it doesn't bother me. Because that's acceptable. But you had a valid source of Pesach. So I'm ignoring this part. And I'm saying that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But not if it's like this, that's his masupin. Okay. Vav. So now this scenario he's talking about, he's not talking about going out away from the mavi. He's talking about inwards, within the opening of the mavi. So if this is the width of the opening of the mavi, so I have to put the lechi adjacent to the wall. It can't be a gap of three tefachim. So the question is why? Zakti Mishavura Chav Beis. So we're going to have two arguments why. Yesh Arim, some argue, some say, Shatam, Mishum da Asivira da Hagisa, with the Hagisa Mavatale. My lechi is, it's a mashu. So if the gap is less than three, it's lavud, it's not a gap. So there's no avar, there's only avar on one side, there's no avar on the other side. But if the gap is more, it's three tefachim or more, it's not lovin. So now there's a gap of three tefachim, which is larger than your lechi. So it's severe the hagis, it's mavatalit. The fiza im lechi hayu roch of yersim mishosha tefachim. But if my lechi can be a mashahu, but my lechi can, I can make a lechi, which is a wide board. So then as long as my board is wider than the gap, I'm okay according to that argument. Right. Even if the gap is three tefachim or more, as long as your lechi is wider than that, so that's the general rule. You don't say if the oimid is larger than the avr of one side. That's one pshat, and that would make that an afkamina according to that opinion. But there's a second shita, which has a different reason. There's some who argue there is this halacha that we gave a lechi a status of being creating a mechitza is only in conjunction with the wall. So if I have the walls of my mavi and I put a lechi there, so the chiddush that a lechi is considered as if you're enclosing the fourth side is only in conjunction with a wall. If I stick a post in the middle of nowhere, that's not a lechi. That's a post. This special din of lechi, now we hold lechi is mishum mechitza. We hold lechi mishum mechitza din deraisa, which means, for example, according to the Rambam says that three walls are not rishus yachad deraisa. So he learns the machlor. The more is arguing with we hold. More comes out the maskana that kara is mishum hacker, and lechi is mishum mechitza. So if the Rambam says if you person would be matter his mavi with a kara, somebody will throw from rishus Rambam into the mavi. He's not chayim because not rishus yachad. If he's matter his mavi with a lechi, somebody will throw from rishus Rambam into the mavi. He's going to be chayim skila. Because now it's a halacha moshe mitzvah that a lechi is considered a mechitza.
Even a mashu.
But this din is only in conjunction with having it being an extension of one of the walls. That's this argument. This yesh arm. Remember, yesh lahachmer. The Shabura says that yeshu machmer. So it's nothing to do with veir like gizav veir gizim about the lechi. It's beetsim. It's intrinsic in the whole process. The Shabura comes out yeshu machmer. So he brings over here that this is the Magen Rambam quotes that this is a Tosfos. Fine. So the lechi should not be rocha from the curse of Shosh HaTuachim. Now, Mr. Brewer says, what about a Tzuris HaPesach? V'echa shekevei Tzuris HaPesach l'mavi. So now, that's Herbert Perskim. Shane and Sarah Ladakh, she be so exloisha to Wachim Lakaisel. So it's a Pesach Machiza Gemurahi. So, Tursa Pesach is not considered an Avr. So you can't say you're the Hagis of Hagis of Avatale, because there's no Avr on the side of the Tursa Pesach. So even if there's a gap which is more than three, and my post in my Tursa Pesach is half of an etzba, doesn't bother me. Well, meaning the Avra of the two sides of Vatal, there's no Avra on the side of the Torah of Pesach. That's considered Mechitza. So there's no problem with Vira Dagis of Vatal. According to that argument, that Lechi needs a wall, that's Lechi, but Torah of Pesach it's a Torah of Pesach. So that's what these Paiskim argue. And Mr. Burris says that Torah of Pesach is a Mechitza Gemura. Now, is it a Mechitza Gemura to the extent that it has a little bit of Meruba vis-a-vis the opening that we discussed, that the Mishnah Berurah holds not. There is actually a Chassidish which holds that maybe even that is possible.
Is that even what is?
The Mishnah Berurah is threw in a line which is not as, that it serves a Pesach as a Mechitza Gemura. So the Mishnah Berurah says before, even though that's true, it's called a Mechitza Gemura, it's not considered an Oymer, the guy that did making Oymer Meruba. But the Chazanish actually contemplates the possibility that even Ad Kedei Kach it should have a din of a tzur, that should have a din of a meruba, the tzur sepesa. Okay. Now, we yesh present tzur the aim chiluk bein tzur sepesa lelech le nyezeh. Their machmer, they say, no, even by tzur sepesa, you also need that it should be in conjunction with the walls. B'shas tzachak yesh nisim ruch lehokil. The Mishnah Berurah does not want you to be meikul, but b'shas tzachak you can be meikul. Okay. Now. This is all talking about that there's more than three, so it's not lavud, but there's not four. If there's four tefachim already, we have a new problem. Like Irving said before, that we find in many areas that the definition of a dalis, of a doorway, is it's four tefachim wide. So now I have an access point into my mavui, which is not part of the, not enclosed. So it's like I have an opening to the mavui. So now what? So das chayodim the tzarich lahamid lechi etzel lekoisel. So you have to put a lechi there too. Matter you're opening into your mavui.
So apparently this is a similar source of Pesach is not a kosel gomor.
Right. L'di tzarichi and gam bezem. So, three tefachim, it's not loved anymore, so we have this argument what it is. If it's four, there's a whole new argument that the Chayyadim is introducing, that it gets a din of an opening of a mavi, which has not gotten the heter. So therefore, that I'm not convinced that that's true. He says in the Bir Halacha, we'll talk about it. Maybe let's leave that for next week because it deserves to have it explained well. Okay.
Thank you.